listen, Bob, I'm going to help you, and I'm going to help you with leads to begin with to get you started in the business. That's my answer. I'm right back to the script. I don't need to go into a paragraph form and tell them all the technical stuff that I've learned, because what we're going to do is we're going to overwhelm them. You know, a lot of you that are in the business now, you know, if you are saying, man, you know, if I'd have known this was, this involved, I may not have signed up at the time. Well, you know, that's the same story with me. If I'd have known this, you know, this business was involved as it is, when I first came into the business, it would have overwhelmed me. I needed somebody to take me step by step by step by step. And folks, if you're overwhelming people with everything that you learned, you're not going to sign them up. We got to take them step by step by step, but be 100% honest with them, okay? Because we don't have anything to hide. Ameriplan's a fantastic company, and you know, we help people save a lot of money with our program and help people make a lot of money as well. Now, I hope that each and every single one of you have your script in front of you. It's so important that you do. Okay, very, very important that you do, because that's all you're going to do tonight is you're going to follow along with Phil, okay? But I want you to pay careful attention, and it may happen tonight and it may not, but I want you to listen to his transition into the close. You know, it's Bob, which plan makes the most sense to you? Starting at the top, or were you looking at the lesser plan? They're not always going to say, sign me up at this plan or whatever. They're going to ask some questions. And it's very important that after they ask those questions, you come back into another close. Very, very important. One more thing before we get started. When you're going through this script, I want you to think about it in three parts. Okay, there's really three parts to the script. There's the opening. Okay, when they pick up the phone and you say, "Hey, is Bob there?" "Hey, yeah, this is Bob. Hey, Bob, my name is Troy Cotterman. I don't know if you recognize my name or not." Folks, when they pick up the phone, they have to see a difference in you. They have to feel a difference in you. See, when I go out on a call, these people, and they do, okay, all right, but this is my mindset. They do hang up on me, okay? Every once in a while they do, but this is my mindset. I'm so happy. I'm so excited about what I'm doing. I'm so different than anybody else that they've ever heard that there's no way they can hang up on me. It's a mindset. And once I get that introduction and I know that they're interested, when we're going through the script, the body of the script, we're slow and we're deliberate because we give them time to process the information as well as ask questions. Because, folks, we want to get them involved. When you get somebody involved, it makes a world of difference in your presentation, okay? And finally, when we go for the close, what are we? We're confident. I'm so confident when I go for the close, I have my pen in my hand and I'm ready to take an application. Because it's my confidence, it's your confidence that they're gonna hear on the phone that says, you know what, this person is really solid with what they're doing. I know this person can teach me to make some money. They've got to feel the confidence in you. So remember three things when you're going through the script. When you pick up the phone, you're happy, you're excited, you're different. They can see it, they can feel it, they can hear it. When you're going through the body of the script, you're slow and you're deliberate. You give them time to process information. It puts them at ease. It gives them a chance to answer, you know, to ask a question. And finally, when you ask them to be your business partner, or you ask them, you know, to be a member, because that's the information they requested, they can hear the confidence in your voice and know that you're a person they can depend on. You've got to be able to do that over the phone, okay? And it takes some practice. There's no doubt about it. So I believe with all my heart, if you do that while you're going through the script, you will become a master recruiter, just like the guy I'm about ready to introduce. Now, it's no secret, you know, Phil Scruggs is my very best friend. You know, we work together, we love each other, we're buddies. But he's a pretty successful guy in Ameriplan. You know, he's one of the top recruiters in the company, multiple President's Club Awards winner. He's well on his way to $100,000, many, many other things I could go on about. But we're going to go ahead and turn it over to him. Mr. Phil Scruggs, are you there?
Yes, I am, Troy, and thanks very much for the introduction. I do want to say, basically, during the presentation we do tonight, if we do sign someone up, we will mute out during the when we take the financial information, Social Security number, that type thing, and there will be a little bit of silence there, but as soon as I get that information, Troy and I will be right back online, because if I mute out, Troy's got to be muted out too, so you know, that's what we'll do if we do happen to sign somebody up on the call tonight. So with that being said, I'm ready to get started here.
Okay, buddy, let's go.
All righty.
Here.
Okay.
Hi, this is K&L Creations. The number is 333-3262. We're unavailable to come to the phone right now, but if you leave your name and number, we'll get...
She had a second number, Troy.
Here.
Hello.
Well, hello. Is Kimberly there, please?
No. Who's calling?
This is Phil Scruggs. Kimberly had been on my website a little earlier today and requested some information from me concerning the home-based business I work. And that's why I was trying to get in touch with her.
She won't be here till tomorrow.
Okay. Is she, will she be at her job tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe I can reach her back there then.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm back.
Here.
Hello. I'm unable to answer your call right now. Please leave your name, number, and a message after the tone.
Kenya, my name is Phil Scruggs, and I hope that still rings a bell with you. I'd sent you an online ad concerning working from home, and you'd responded by sending me your contact information. It is my responsibility to get you that information you requested, and you can reach me at 877-714-4621. Again, that's Phil Scruggs at 877-714-4521. Thanks, Kenya. Bye-bye. I'm back.
Here.
Hello.
Well, hello. Can I speak to Diana, please?
This is she. How can I help you?
Hi, Diana. My name is Phil Scruggs. I hope that's still ringing a bell with you. Phil Scruggs?
Give me a little bit more information.
Well, I had sent you an online ad concerning working at home.
Oh, okay.
Remember now?
Yes, I'm sorry.
You'd indicated that you were looking for information about making money working from home.
Mm-hmm.
And my call was simply to ask if you could bring in an extra several hundred dollars per week starting right now, if that would help you out.
Sure.
Never got a no to that question. Well, Donna, I know if you like most of us, you're probably wondering how much is this going to cost me to get started in the business, right?
Correct.
Well, it's less than $100 right now, but don't worry about that. We've got some... training incentives for you. We've got a $500 training bonus. You should be able to knock out the first couple of weeks with us, and that'll take care of any overhead you have. Have I caught you at a good time?
Oh, gosh. Actually, you know what? I was going to leave right now. We have
It probably would take me at least 5 minutes, Diana. So, if you don't have that kind of time.
Actually, the thing is that I was already walking out the door. I was actually going to put the phone back on the stand so I could take off.
Would you like to talk maybe tomorrow?
That sounds good.
What time is good for you?
I want to say about 1 o'clock.
1 p.m. and you're on Eastern Time or Central?
Central Time.
Okay. Let me make a little note of that here, and I'll call you back tomorrow at 1 p.m.
Okay, please do so.
Well, this is a great business, and I think you're going to like what you hear.
Okay.
And I'll get back to you tomorrow at 1 o'clock, and we'll go over the information and see if this has a match for what you're looking for.
All right, that sounds great.
All right, thank you, Diana.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, so are you with me, Troy?
I'm here, buddy.
Okay.
That's a good prospect.
I'm back.
Here.
Hello?
Well, hello. Can I speak to Kimberly, please?
May I take a message?
Yes, ma'am. This is Rugs.
Okay.
And Kimberly had been on my website and requested some information from me about working from home.
Okay.
And I was trying to reach her for that reason. Had some information I needed to give her. And is there like a best time I could call her back?
Tomorrow morning would be better.
Around what time?
She has to drop her son off at 8:30, but she'll be home shortly after that.
Right after 8:30 then, huh?
Yes.
So 9 o'clock's a pretty good time?
Yes, that would be great.
Okay, I'll give her a call back tomorrow morning and just tell her that I called forward that information.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 7319252869 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi, Tina. My name is Phil Scruggs. I hope that's still ringing a bell with you. Tina, I'd sent you an online ad concerning working at home and with us, and you had responded by sending us your contact information. And it's my responsibility to get you that information you requested, and you can reach me at 877-714-4521. Again, that's Phil Scruggs at 877-714-4521. Thanks, Tina. Bye-bye. I'm back.
Here.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 214-693-2576 is not available. To page this person, press 5 now.
Hi, Michael. This is Phil Scruggs. I hope that name's ringing a bell with you. I had sent you an online ad concerning working at home, and you'd responded by sending me some of your contact information. It is my responsibility to get you the information you requested, and you can reach me at 877-714-4521. Again, that's Phil Scruggs at 877-714-4521. Thanks, Michael. Bye-bye. All right, buddy. Still got 4 or 5 more of these that I'm probably not going to reach, but we'll be into the good ones after that.
Okay.
I'm back.
We're here.
Hello?
Well, hello. Can I speak to James, please?
Just one moment. James?
Hello?
Well, hello. Can I speak to James, please?
Yeah, this is James.
Hi, James. This is Phil Scruggs.
Hey, how are you?
Doing just fine. How are you?
That's great. I'm doing great. You know, we discussed your plan.
Yeah.
And, you know, we do think we want to do that, but I still got a couple of questions for you.
Okay.
Now, as far as you guys setting up that website,
mm-hmm.
is that spendy for me? You know, how much do I have to put into it to set up a website?
That website doesn't cost you anything, James. We set you up with that as one of our teammates.
Okay.
You're actually going to have quite a few websites.
I will.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And none of them are going to cost you anything, but we're going to set you up with 3 that are on a 90-day trial.
Uh-huh.
Be up to you whether you keep them or not.
Right.
But you're going to get them free for the first 90 days to go on top of the ones that we actually supply you with in the business.
Okay. Now, after the first 90 days with those 3 websites, if I should decide to keep those 3 websites...
They would cost you $15.
$15, and what is that, a month?
A month. That's for all 3 websites.
That's not bad.
No, it's not.
Those
websites will do a heck of a job for you.
Yeah. Now, you know, what type of return am I looking at on my investment?
Well, James, that's a hard question to answer because it really depends on how much you work.
How much I work.
Yep.
And like I told you, you know, I'm working. I'm a working butt right now, you know, and that's why I want to get into something like that. But what me and the wife were thinking, if we both work this, because
yes,
she works strange hours, I work strange hours, and we meet each other coming and going.
Yes.
So if she works it when I'm not here and I work it when she's not here, you know, would that be feasible?
Well, it certainly would, James. That's what we prefer. I mean, there's nothing any stronger to have a husband and a wife team working the business.
Right.
Because you can back each other up. You can, one of you can be there all the time. There's not much better set of circumstances.
Okay. Now the other thing that I need to know is, like, I know you guys provide us with training.
Mm-hmm.
And since we work the type of hours, you know, the strange hours that we work, would it be a problem with getting both of us trained in?
No, sir. We actually have live training conference calls during the day and during the evening hours.
Okay.
So no matter what your schedule is, we can take care of that for you.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
That's one way we train you, and we also set you up with... a free website training and e-marketing training.
Right.
And the other deal is you're going to have your own very personal live trainer and coach.
Okay, that's good, because if you've got any questions, you've always got somebody that you can get to.
In your case, James, that's going to be me.
Okay, well, that's great.
You'll have my email address and telephone number. Anytime you meet me, all you got to do is send me an email or call.
Right, right.
I work the business and been in it going on almost 2 years now, and I basically have been through most of it, I guess, so I could give you just about any kind of information you want.
And you say you're doing it full-time now, right?
Yes, sir.
And you're making a decent income,
I would say it's pretty decent.
Okay. Well, that's what I want to hear.
My lifetime residual income's already over 50 grand a year.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious as a heart attack.
No, see, now that sounds like something I need. Well, yeah, like I say, we discussed it, and yeah, we're more than willing, you know, to go that route.
Well, James, what
do I need to do?
Well, we take your information, James. I'll get your full all your information.
Okay.
So I can set your website up.
Right.
And after I set your, well, I'm going to enroll you first of all. I'll need it for that. Plus, I'm going to set your website up.
Okay.
And that website is set up immediately to quickly get you started making money.
Okay.
And I'll call you back after we've got everything set up.
Uh-huh.
I'll walk you through the website, show you where everything is and how we use it.
Right.
After that, I'll send you some emails to help you navigate through everything, and I'll call you back and make sure you got those.
Okay.
And I'm going to be your personal mentor for a little while, James.
Okay, well, that's great.
And I'll always be your coach and trainer as long as we're in the business together.
Okay, well, hey, that's great.
And if you want to get started, all I need to do is take your information where we can get your website and your broker kit to you.
Okay.
We have UPS deliver your broker kit.
Right.
We try to get that to you as quick as possible, too.
Well, I
get you making money.
Okay.
Okay, what's your full name, James?
James Erwin, E-R-W-I-N, Woods.
I thought maybe you'd forgot me from the other day.
No, I hadn't forgotten you. I received your emails, and, you know, like I say, we sat down, we discussed it, because I told you, you know, I'm working entirely too hard.
I can understand that, because that's where I was when
I'm working entirely too hard. I need more free time.
Well,
I'd like to be able to play a little bit.
Yeah, me too. That's why I got into this, James. I was working about 100 hours a week when I got involved with Ameriplan.
Yeah, well, see, I'm working about that much a week.
We need to definitely alter that situation.
Yes, we do.
Well, good thing about it, James, is I'm playing golf 2 to 3 times a week now, and that's my love, and I'm getting to do that, you know, kind of when I want to now.
So you must be getting good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, that's a good thing.
Getting better by the week.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to hear that.
Okay, what's your street address, James?
447 2nd Avenue.
That Second Avenue?
Yes, Second Avenue.
Is it spelled out?
No, just 2 okay. ND.
Is either way okay?
Yes, either way is okay.
Okay. City, state, and zip?
Okay, that's but you need to put a Southwest behind that.
Okay, SW?
Yeah.
Does that go after the avenue?
Yes, it does.
Okay, I've got it.
Okay, and the city is Winnebago, W-I-N-N-E-B-A-G-O.
Just like the coaches, huh?
Yeah. Or either that or like the lake or yep. The river.
I know the most.
Or the Indian tribe.
Yeah. Okay, and state and zip?
That's Minnesota, M-N, 5609.
In Minnesota, M-I?
M-N.
M-E, wouldn't it?
M-N.
Okay.
M-N.
That's what I know.
Well, we're going to make sure you get it right.
What's your zip code?
56098.
Okay, and date of birth?
9/26/58.
2658. Okay. Now, James, I don't know if you remember when I talked to you the other night.
Uh-huh.
Your family will also be covered with a benefit, so I need
right.
to get everybody that's living in your home.
Right. Well, it's just the two of us.
Okay.
Myself and my wife, Tammy.
Tammy?
Yeah, T-A-M-M-Y.
And her birthday?
Her birth date is 12/21/71.
Okay. Now that covers that. Let's see here. Da-da-da-da-da. Let's see what else I need here. Now, what telephone number do you want on your website?
Oh.
And we can change these, you know, if you want to change them
okay.
later.
Okay, well, you know, I'm going to have to set up that different telephone plan, but I should be able to keep the same number more than likely.
Yeah, but...
So that's area code... God, I just drew it for me. 507-893-4314. You ever have those moments when you just draw a blank?
The older I get,
like I know this.
Yeah, the older I get, the more often they come.
I know what you mean.
Okay, what email address do you want on there?
Okay, it should be Jim88.
Is that J-I-M?
Yeah, J-I-M 88 at mchi.com.
Okay. Okay, Jim, that's all the information I need from you. And what I'm going to do is go set your website up, and I should be able to call you back in about 35, 40 minutes.
Okay, well, I'll be here because the wife got me cooking dinner tonight.
She got you cooking?
She got me cooking dinner tonight.
Will she have to work today?
Well, she worked today. She just came in about 20 minutes ago.
You get the day off or something?
No. God, I worked. I got in about 6:30.
Okay, well, what I want to do now, Jim, just grab a pen and let me give you my contact information.
Okay, let me grab a piece of paper. Hand me a piece of paper, babe. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, my telephone number here at my home office.
Okay.
Is 270.
270.
932.
932.
3761. 3761. My email address is my first initial P.
P.
And my last name Scruggs. S-C-R.
S-C-R.
U-G-G-S.
E-S.
At.
Okay.
TeamWithU.com. Letter U, okay?
Team.
T-E-M.
Okay.
W-I-T-U.
W-I-T-H-U.
.com. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Now, you can use that to get a hold of me at any time, and I'm going to say within about the next 40 minutes I'll have your website. Maybe just a little bit longer, but I'll call you back as soon as I get your website set up.
Okay.
And I'm going to walk you through that website.
Okay.
As soon as I set your website up, you'll start getting training emails from True Team Support.
Okay.
So those emails will be coming from TTS.
Okay.
Now, they'll send you one with all your links on it. Be sure to save that one. And if you save that to your desktop, all you got to do is open it up and click on them. They'll come right up there.
Okay, great.
Now, I'll give you a call back in just a little bit, and we'll go over your website.
Okay, well, thank you.
Well, Jim, it's been a pleasure, and welcome to Ameriplan.
Well, hey, thank you, and I'm hoping we're going to make a whole bunch of money together.
We're going to get you started in the next 2 to 3 days, and we'll find out.
Okay, well, we're going to see.
Okay.
Okay, have a good evening.
Good evening. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Are you guys there? Hello? Hello?
Phil, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, I just muted out myself. You did everything perfect, man.
Okay.
Nobody heard anything, but I do want to add this.
Yeah.
You cannot... You know, there's no way, folks, that would ever happen with a lead that you would go out and buy somewhere. Okay, yeah. That's the power of an autoresponder lead. Now, Phil, you had spoke with him before, right?
Yes, I touched base with him the other day and sent him a follow-up email. He had looked at my website. I had just forgot about it. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. That's okay. But I'll tell you what, there are calls that I have called up and people were just as ready to go as that guy. Because they've already had time to look over the information And, you know, in our organization, you have to be an RSD and above, or, you know, we won't even teach people how to use the autoresponders. Your team may be a little different, but the bottom line is you cannot ever, the power of an autoresponder is just unbelievable. You'll generate the best prospects at a cheaper price than going out there and buying them for somebody, well, you know, from somebody else.
I think that that one cost me about $0.03 to $0.035, didn't it, Troy?
That lead did. Mm-hmm. That lead did, but it was, you know, I figure it probably costs about $1.50 to generate an autoresponder lead, and these other, maybe $2 at the most, but these other people, mm-hmm. you know, they're charging you $3 and $4 a lead, and they're not really that good.
No, they're not. The best way to go about this is if you can generate your own prospect that sees your name on that email, there is no better lead.
No, no better there's one. Not.
Okay, I had forgot I talked to James the other day. I'm sorry. That was more or less a follow-up call instead of a prospecting call. So we got that one out of the way, and we got a new business partner. So we'll with that
awesome.
That being done, we'll move on if I can read this guy's name. Oh, it's Lester. Couldn't tell whether it was Wester, Hester, or whatever. I write lousy. Okay.
And now Lester. Isn't there a Lester Scruggs?
No, that was Lester Flat, Troy.
Okay.
Lester Flat and Earl Scruggs.
Earl Scruggs. Yeah, that's right. Sorry.
Okay, here we go. Are you there?
Here.
All right, I'll start that. Get that dial. Get back off of there. Dial James by mistake again. Okay, I'm back.
Here.
Hi, this is Lester Pataxel. Today is Saturday, May the 21st. I am currently unavailable to take your call, or I'm screening it. Anyway, feel free to leave a message. If you're Mark or Jackie Stone calling, I waited till 11 o'clock, didn't hear from you guys.
I'll try him on his other number. I'm back.
Here.
Hello?
Hello, can I speak to Lester?
This is Lester.
Hello, Lester. My name is Phil Scruggs. Is that ringing a bell with you?
Phil, no.
Okay, you'd responded to an email that I sent you the other day regarding a home-based business and making money at home.
Is that right? Yeah, I remember now, yeah.
Okay, did I catch you at a good time?
No, I'm just flying in from a long trip, and I got to get home, unpack and repack, and get back to the airport at 5 in the morning.
Well, you have got a busy schedule. Well, Lester, let me ask you this. Like I said, this is Phil Scruggs, and I know we get Lester Flat and Earl Scruggs. That kind of goes together anyway, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, listen, is there like a good time that you and I could sit down and chat briefly about this business, see if it matches for what you were looking for?
Yeah, I'm going to be gone until Saturday.
Okay.
Saturday afternoon, probably like 4, 5, 6 o'clock would be good.
Was the later the better?
Well, I'm flying in around, I think it's 4, so...
About 6 o'clock, would that be okay?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
I'll give you a call back Saturday at 6 o'clock, and then we'll... We'll just touch base on this business and see if it does. See what you think about it.
Okay.
Okay, Lester. Well, appreciate you taking a little time with me, and I'll get back to you on Saturday, and we'll go from there.
Thanks.
Thanks very much. Bye bye.
All right. Bye bye.
Back
here.
Hello, no one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Well, hi, Haskell. This is Phil Scruggs. I hope my name is still ringing a bell with you. Haskell, I'd sent you an online ad concerning making money and working from home, and you'd responded by sending me your contact information. It is my responsibility to get you that information on your part, and you can reach me at 877-714-4521. Again, that's Phil Scruggs at 877-714-4521. Thanks, Haskell. Bye-bye. I'm back.
Here.
Hey, sorry we're not home, but leave a message and somebody will call you back. Bye.
Memory full.
Don't guess we're going to get that one, huh?
Not tonight. I think Phil forgot to flash in. Hold on 1 second. One second, I'm going to try him on another number and see, just see if he'll flash in for us. He just forgot. Be right back. Okay, I usually have leads ready in case this would happen, so I can go out and make a call, but since I'm doing a Maraplan part-time because my wife's on bed rest. Don't have any leads right now, so if you want to wait out till Phil comes back, you can. And if you feel like taking off now, that'll be fine as well because it's near in the hour, and we may be waiting here 10 minutes for him to come back. I've tried email. I've tried calling him on his other lines, but I'm going to wait it out and see what happens. Sorry about this. I'll be right back. I'm going to try something else. Tell you what we can do. If anybody has any questions, instead of just sitting here and doing nothing, I don't know when he'll be back. I'm going to open up the lines for some questions, and if there's not too much background noise, we'll do the best we can, and we'll just see if anybody has any questions about prospecting. So bear with me for 1 second.
Presentation mode is now disabled.
Does anybody have any questions about the calls tonight or prospecting in general?
I do.
Yes, sir. Your name?
I'm Ken from Horsham, Pennsylvania.
Hey, Ken. How are you, buddy?
Well, it seems to be doing hit or miss. I seem to be missing something that most folks are referring to as a follow-up email.
Okay, Ken, give me 1 second, buddy.
Okay.
I'm going to ask everybody kindly if you're not talking. Like, you know, if you're not muted out, I'll get it out. Thank you so much. Hit star 6. I'll keep the lines clear so I can hear Ken, and then when Ken gets done, somebody else can come on. I can't speak, but you guys are awesome.
Hi, thank you. I seem to be hit or miss. I keep hearing it referencing a follow-up email and sending out emails for to gather leads. Is that a particular program? Or I realize it's probably two different things I'm talking about. But
let me. Okay. How new are you? No, I'm with you all the way. How
I'm
new are you to the business, Ken?
I'm about my week and a half, and my first week I was sick in bed. So.
Okay. So you're just a brand new guy. These are great questions, Ken. Yeah. Let me ask you something. Have you made your first phone call yet?
Yes, I have. I've made quite a few, and it actually seems like today I actually touched some people, which felt really good.
Okay, great. Well, listen, I don't know, you know, in Phil and I's group, you know, we use something after somebody makes it to regional, we actually get them on the True Team system, which is the autoresponder. And what the autoresponder is this. It's a database that holds names for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then it sends out emails to people so that you can generate your own prospects, okay? So there's a little bit of technical work to that, but it'll generate you the best prospects in the world. You're probably not ready for an autoresponder just yet, okay? Give me 1 second, Ken. Listen, if you're talking in the background, we can hear you. Would you please hit star 6 so we can keep the lines clear and answer people's questions? We'd really appreciate it.
So, I called them.
Hold on.
Excuse
me, ma'am. Who's on the conversation? You called them. Would you please hit star 6 and mute yourself out?
We did a
Okay. We're not going to get that tonight. Okay, Ken, so an autoresponder is probably something that you're going to be looking to in the future, okay? But again, that's something you need to get with your sponsor about, okay? But after you talk to a prospect, okay, you're talking about, hey, I just talked to somebody and they needed some more information, right? Okay. Do you have a follow-up email? Does your sponsor have a follow-up email that they send them after you talk to somebody?
So I have heard him mention it. I'm gonna question him at length tomorrow about it and ask him to send me a copy. But he's had an issue with his fax machine lately too. So.
That's what you. You know what, Ken? That's what you need to do. Probably the most important email right now for you in your business is a follow-up email, because you know what? People need to go to a website. They need to have a chance to even go to the Better Business Bureau and look things out.
Yeah. I wanted to know that I do care a little bit more than just getting contact and having their name put on the list. I wanted to know that I care if they do good or not.
I agree. I think your most valuable tool right now at your stage in the game, besides picking up the phone and talking to people, is a follow-up email, and it's a definite must, and you need to get with your sponsor and have him send it to you, okay?
I will triple star that for tomorrow.
Okay, buddy.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, you're a superstar, Ken. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. I'm going to Charlie my mic now.
Okay. Do we have anybody else with a question?
Yeah, that's ridiculous, so I want to get that cut.
Yeah, I got a question.
Yes. Well.
This is Ken from Oklahoma. I noticed that he's not following the script that we use. Is that correct?
Did you say Karen?
Ken.
Say that one more time.
Ken.
Spell it for me.
K-I-M.
Kim, I'm sorry, Kim. I'm just having a hard time with the background noise, dogs, and everything else.
That's fine.
Kim, you know what? That's a great question, and I'm glad you asked that. To be honest with you, he's had a really good night on the phone so far. Nobody has given him the opportunity to go through the script. He will, if somebody gives him, and that's kind of advanced a little bit, but there's nothing you can do. You know, like the guy that he talked to, James, I mean, that guy was ready to sign up. Okay, so, you know, he's talking to him just, you know, they're friends, and he's not going to go through the script when they're signing him up. And so what has happened is he has not really had the opportunity to give a full presentation yet. But if he did, he would follow the script word for word. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. But that's a great question. I'm glad you asked that, because I guarantee you there's probably other people out there wondering the same thing.
Yes, we normally, Kim, read that script word for word. If I get the opportunity here in a few minutes, I will do just that.
Presentation mode is now enabled.
And I hope that we get to do that here shortly.
Hey, buddy, you're back. We missed you.
What do you mean we were back? I was sitting there listening to you.
Oh, I believe you, but we couldn't get to you for about 5 or 10 minutes. We didn't know what happened on the last call.
Well, I didn't know either. And did you hear any of that presentation with Janet?
Janet never came through.
Oh, that's too bad. She's signing up. I got to call her back in 5 minutes. She was letting her son pick up her.
Children. These poor people, they're waiting for another presentation. Are you ready?
Yeah, we're gonna go call. We'll get back to Janet. She wanted me to call her back in 10 minutes.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Oh well, not Janet, but you're gonna do another one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm back.
We're here.
Hello?
Well, hello. Could I speak to Mark?
Speaking.
Hi, Mark. This is Phil Scruggs. Is my name ringing a bell with you?
No, sir.
Well, I had sent you an online ad, Mark, concerning making money and working from home. Does that ring a bell?
No, sir.
Huh. Well, that's all right. Mark, have you got a minute or two to talk to me? Are you tied up?
No.
Pardon?
No, sir. I don't know who this is, sir. I don't know who I'm speaking to.
Well, this is Phil Scruggs. I had sent you an online ad concerning working from home, and you sent me back your contact information. Is that not ringing a bell with you?
No, sir. I don't have any time to speak to you now.
Okay. Well, Mark, I'll send you an email with the information on it. And give me a call back. My phone number will be on there if you have an interest in doing what we do.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thanks, Mark. Well, that very rarely ever happens, does it, Troy?
No, that doesn't hardly ever happen, but it does happen.
Must have Alzheimer's like I've got. Okay. Alrighty.
Hello?
Well, hello, is it Janine there?
This is she.
Hi, Janine. My name is Phil Scruggs. Is that ringing a bell with you?
Actually, it is.
Well, that's a good compliment. Most people forget me.
Well, considering the fact I just read your email like 2 hours ago, so yeah, it was still fresh in my mind.
Janine, basically, I sent you those emails concerning the home-based business I work.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm right proud of it because I'm making really good money. I've replaced two businesses with it, and it is a great business to be involved in.
Right.
Now, the reason I'd called you is I wanted to know kind of if we got you started in the business, if you could make several hundred dollars per week starting right now, would that help you out?
Well, yeah.
Okay. Actually, that's just working a few part-time hours, so if you want to work more, then you can make more.
Right.
And Janine, if you're like most of us, you're probably wondering how much is it going to cost me to get started into this business, right?
Right.
All right, it's less than $100 right now, and don't worry about that, though. We've got as much as a $500 training bonus that you should be able to get in the next couple of weeks just for working your business and doing what we teach you.
Mm-hmm.
So have you got just a few minutes to talk to me?
Actually, I do.
Okay, great. Now, what we do with what we have, Janine, is a system that we use to work this business over the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
And you can actually do it around home if you want to. I just simply do it over the Internet with a phone and computer.
Right.
You can actually make those several hundred dollars per week starting right now and build true residual income.
Okay.
Now, the name of our company is Ameriplan USA. Have you ever heard of us?
Actually, I haven't.
Okay. Well, let me explain who we are and what we do. Ameriplan is a health benefits company.
Okay.
We have no products for you to purchase or try to resell to others, nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
What we market is a package of four high-demand health benefits. Those are dental, vision, prescription, and chiropractic. Now, we save people up to 80% off on these health services with no waiting period, no limits, no deductibles, and we cover all pre-existing conditions. That makes us a little bit different, doesn't it?
Right.
Now, what we've done is packaged all four benefits together and priced it right, and it sells like crazy. We cover a single person for only $11.95 per month or an entire household for $19.95 per month. Now, that's even if some of the household aren't even related. That's a little bit different, too, isn't it?
Right.
Now, Janine, do you see how this would be a great deal?
I do.
Okay.
As far as the benefits for it, you know, the plans, I do see how that's, you know, that's
mm-hmm.
good.
Well, we are just a little bit more about Ameriplan. We are a 12-year-old company. Last year we did over $80 million in sales. Now, we are totally debt-free and always have been, and we have over 1 million people covered on our plan and over 100,000 providers, which makes us the nation's largest provider access organization. Now, we're in the process of releasing Ameriplan Health, which is especially for those people with no insurance. It's our niche in the health benefits market. Now, Janine, our team, True Team, well, we are the fastest growing team in the entire company. Now, the way we've done that is by using the Internet, and we put together some powerful support tools because we found by experience that a strong support and training system really helps people, you know, average people like me succeed in this business.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what we do when you start with us is we set you up with a free professional personalized True Team website.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on that site, there's four online videos and two different online forms. So when your guests visit your website and they fill out a form, immediately their contact information is emailed to you, so you can quickly get back in touch with them and enroll them into this business. Now, that's
right.
Either as a member looking for our benefit plan to save money or as a broker like us for looking for a business opportunity to make money. And
right.
Janine, that website in our system is one of the most powerful tools in this business, and we're the only team in Ameriplan who has it. Now, we provide that to you at no charge as one of our teammates.
Okay.
Now, we also train you basically out of your home too, Janine. Okay. What we do is we offer several training conference calls each day. We were doing them weekly, but now we've enrolled so many brokers here lately that we've stepped it up and we're doing them two or three during the day and two or three during the evening hours.
All right.
No matter what your schedule is, we can match up with you and get you trained. We do that so you can, from the comfort of your home, you can call into our live training calls and learn from some of the top income earners in our business how to build your business more effectively. Now, that's going to be very practical training on what you can do, say, and put into place so that you can make money. Now, we also have a private training website and a personal e-marketing training program for you as part of our team, too. Now, Janine, I also wanted to tell you that one of the best things you're going to get now, besides when you start your Ameriplan business, besides our proven system, is me.
Okay.
As your sponsor, I become your personal trainer and coach. Now, I'm here to make sure you make money, and I'll teach you how to build your business step by step and work with you every day shoulder to shoulder to help you make it happen. Now, we work together not because you're a nice gal or I'm a nice guy, nothing like that.
Right.
This is how I get paid extra bonus money.
Right.
So only when you are successful and profitable do I make any real money. So I am here to make sure you make money.
Right.
Now, Janine, do you see how this proven system and personal support can help you be successful building your business?
Yes.
Well, great. You're a smart gal. I know that from talking to you just a few minutes I already have, and you know it costs money to get started in any kind of business in America.
Right.
This one man I know of, he's got a hot dog business. Now, he tows a hot dog cart up to Home Depot and roasts hot dogs and sausages. Have you ever had one of those?
There's been a few times, yeah.
Okay. Well, that hot dog cart cost him $5,000, plus his overhead's over $1,000 per month.
Yep.
Now, it doesn't cost that kind of money to do Ameriplan. Our monthly broker fee is only $35, and that includes full benefits for your household. Janine, would you mind if I shared with you how you could get started with Ameriplan?
Please do.
Okay. Now, first of all, let me ask you a question. Does it make sense to you to have all the best tools, training, and supplies that our company makes available to you so you can be as successful as possible? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Well, if that does make sense to you, then the smartest way to get started is at our top level. Now, we have two levels of enrollment, two different ways to get started in Ameriplan, and this is the top level I want to tell you about first. This is what we call the Ameriplan Power Partner Enrollment, and the reason for that is it's a $695 value on special for just $295, and it gives you all the tools an average broker needs for their first full year in the business. The supplies will include marketing and training videos, full-color glossy brochures, applications, and also prepaid envelopes to mail those apps into the company. Now, we also have marketing DVDs, training CDs, and much, much more. But Janine, the kicker to the whole thing is that we also include $450 in Ameriplan gift certificates so you can buy any additional supplies you may need. That's just to guarantee kind of that you don't take any more money out of your pocket.
Right.
And I tell people very simply that if it doesn't take food off your table or keep your children from eating, the $295 plan is the smartest way and best value to get started in your business.
Uh-huh.
And finally, for those folks just living paycheck to paycheck, we have our $95 enrollment plan. Now, for $95, you become an Ameriplan broker. You'll get a basic broker kit. This is a small starter kit with enough supplies to get you going into a profit. But you don't get the free supplies. You don't get the $450 in Ameriplan gift certificates that you get with a $295 package. These are just extras you can pay from your profits because you don't get them when you sign up for the $95 enrollment.
Right.
Now, let me ask you another question here. Out of those two plans, which one of those plans makes the most sense to you, starting on that $295 plan where you get the Ameriplan Power Partner Kit, all those free supplies and gift certificates to buy your additional supplies, or do you need to start with our lesser plan?
Well, it makes sense to get the more expensive one. You said $295?
Yes, ma'am.
But financially, probably the $95 one.
Nothing wrong with that, Janine. I'm a $95 broker. really, to the company, it doesn't make any difference because it's just a matter of how many supplies you get. It has nothing to do with the way you're paid or anything.
Right.
So if you're just going to work this over the phone and computer, and that's what you prefer,
yes,
that's all you need anyway.
Right.
Now, what I do, Janine, when we enroll you into the business, what I do is immediately set your True Team website up. We do that so we can quickly get you started making money. And AmeriPlan pays us on a daily basis, too. I don't think I mentioned that to you.
No.
Well, what they
but
do
I did read that off your site.
Okay. What they do is at the end of every business day, they check that computer to see if we're owed any money. If they are, well, they cut us a check that night and mail it out to us the next day.
Huh.
So, Janine, if you'd like to become an AmeriPlan broker, all I need to do is get your full name and your address and stuff so I can set your website up and get UPS to deliver your broker kit to you.
Right. And you said I'd first have to pay the $95 at least?
Yes, we start you out with that, and that also includes your broker fee.
Okay. Well, this is something first I'm going to have to talk over with my husband. Of course, like I had put in the little form, was that I was kind of, my interest level was skeptical.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, can I ask you a few questions?
You certainly can.
All right.
Now, let me tell you this before you ask me, okay?
Okay.
I've been in this business now 21 months.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got a little bit of history with AmeriPlan now.
Okay.
Okay.
First of all, how did you come across my email address?
Well, we simply buy leads from a leads company, and your name happened to be one of those leads.
Okay.
And the way they get you, the way those leads companies get your name is you probably filled out some kind of little survey online.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they get them. That's how they generate people to talk to.
Oh.
Probably ask you some little questions, but would you consider a home-based business or something like that?
Yeah, and then I have worked at home before.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually for a cellular company through the town I'm here, I live in. And I worked for them for about a year. And, well, no, it was about 2 years. I think I was pregnant with twins. Not long after that, I got pregnant with our son. And we had 4 kids total, and working at home just seemed like the best idea for me because my husband is the only one working, and it just makes sense for me to stay home with the kids instead of having to pay daycare and all my paycheck go to daycare.
Yeah, that's true, and really, realistically, too, you have to let somebody else raise your children.
Exactly, and that's something we don't want. You can't trust anybody these days with your kids or let alone yourself.
Believe it, even if they are safe, they're probably not going to instill the same, characteristics in them that you would.
Exactly. And the anything that is home-based sounds good to me. The fortunate thing with this last company that I worked for, I didn't have to pay any money up front.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I had to take care of was to make sure that my computer was capable of handling the software they had, and to get my own headphones for the inbound calls that would come in to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, the expense there was minimal.
Would you say that $95 is pretty minimal for a home-based business?
It is. Honestly, for the home-based business of your own that you would be running yourself,
mm-hmm.
that is, yes. As far as us goes right now, being able to come up with that is not really feasible for us at this time. Unfortunately, though, because it does sound interesting and you know, that type of thing. Like I said, it would be something I would have to talk to my husband over.
Well, that's quite all right. We do that the same thing in my family, and we want you to talk it over with your spouse. And actually, in AmeriPlan, we call that wisdom.
Yes.
We'd like to have you with us as working the business, him with full support behind you. That's why we like to have couples working with us.
Exactly. So basically with this type of thing, I guess the way I'm understanding it is basically I would be advertising this site like the email you sent to me.
Yes, we teach you how to do all the e-marketing.
Mm-hmm. And then, so basically that's all it is, you know, when they read it, and if they like it, they fill out the form like I did, and then I'd be calling them like you're calling me, correct?
Exactly, yes.
Okay.
We, when you first start in the business, I'm going to give you some people to talk to, so you know they'll get you off to a fast start.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to make money immediately because, you know, I don't make any money until I get you profitable and successful. Right. I'm going to do everything I can to help you get to making money as quickly as possible.
Right. Okay. Now, where is this business or you based out of?
Well, I have a home-based business with Ameriplan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing the same thing that I'm talking to you about doing.
Right.
Ameriplan is in Dallas, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And I live in Greensburg, Kentucky.
Mm, okay.
And what town do you live in?
I'm in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, just outside of Tulsa.
Great. I want to come and visit that area. I drove through Broken Arrow once, and out there in Oklahoma City, they have a cowboy museum I really want to go to.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I've only been here 6 years. I moved here from California.
Mm-hmm.
And next week, my twins are going to be three in August, and my son just turned a year old last week. So,
well, if you when we come out that way, Janine, if you're an Ameriplan broker, we're going to make it a point to stop in and see you. Well, listen, let me do this. You discuss this with your husband, and is there like a good time that you and I could get back together after you've talked to your husband?
All right, that sounds good. Is there a number where I can call you, or would you just prefer to call me back?
Well, I prefer to call you because I'm on the phone all the time, and I'm scared I'd miss your call because if I'm talking to a prospect or taking an application, I do not answer the phone.
Okay.
And it's probably best for me to call you.
All right, not a problem.
Just pick out the day and time that's best for you, and I'll be glad to give you back a call.
Okay. Give me a call back. Either Friday or Monday,
okay.
Either one's fine. And this is, I gave my cell phone, I've always got it with me.
Well, if I call you Friday, what's the best time for me to call you?
Generally in the mornings.
At what time?
Usually about 10, 11, somewhere around there.
Let's make it 11. I'll give you a little extra time to sleep.
All right, sounds good.
We're both on Central Standard Time, so.
Yes.
I live in kind of the center of Kentucky. Actually, it's a dead geographical center of Kentucky.
Oh, cool.
I'm about 6 miles from the Eastern Time Zone. Well, Janine, I'll give you a call back on Friday, and we'll discuss this a little further. And I'll send you an email with my website, and there's a telephone number on there, too, that you can go get a quick overview. That way you'll be able to take your husband, just call up that number and listen to what Brad's got to say. Brad did this working around home. We do it over the internet, which is probably about 3 to 5 times faster.
Yeah.
But you look that over. I'll send that to you as soon as we get off the line, and you'll have some information there to go to, and I'll put a read request on it.
All right.
That way I'll know for sure that you got it.
Sure.
And if that read request doesn't pop back up, I'll give you back and give it to you over the phone.
All right, sounds good.
Well, Janine, it's been a pleasure, and thanks for giving me some of your time.
For sure, not a problem. Thank you.
We'll talk again on Friday, and you have a great rest of the week.
All right, thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, buddy.
Okay. Well, hey, I think we ended the night very well. What do you think?
Well, I think so, too. I've got a lady to go sign up.
Hey, I do too. I got to go sign somebody up too. Finally,
that lady that I missed was evidently not on the phone where you guys could hear me. She's ready to go. I just got to call her back and take her information.
I think you've had a really good night.
Well, I'd say so. Yeah.
You got two brokers.
Uh huh. I'm probably gonna get another one out of it.
Well, listen, we're rooting for you, man. Phil, you did a fantastic job. Thank you so much. And listen, everybody, we just want to say good night, and you know, God bless each and every single one of you. And Phil, what am I getting ready to say?
Hey, they're still up on the West Coast.
That's right. Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.